Four Israeli soldiers were killed today when two Palestinians wearing police uniforms infiltrated from Gaza into southern Israel and attacked an army base. Both Palestinians were killed. Palestinian officials, fearing an Israeli reprisal, immediately ordered an evacuation of security installations in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. This follows nearly a month of relative calm in the 15-month-long Palestinian uprising. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. What else do you know about this attack today?
Two Palestinian gunmen cut through the border fence separating Israel and Gaza. They surprised soldiers in an Israeli army outpost next to the border inside Israel. They opened fire with hand grenades and automatic rifles, killing the four soldiers. One of the infiltrators was killed immediately. The second was killed in a chase. In a news conference in Beirut, the spokesman for the Islamist Hamas movement, Khaled Mashal, claimed responsibility and called it a bold attack. There were reports both from both Israelis and Palestinians that at least one of the men was a member of the Palestinian Navy, but Palestinian officials say they had no connection to the attack and the Palestinian Authority condemned it.
Can the Palestinians expect reprisal attacks from Israel?
Well, they're certainly preparing for it. Palestinians in Gaza say that the attackers apparently came from Gaza. They have evacuated security installations, especially those of the Palestinian naval police. I spoke with someone in Gaza a little while ago who said people are very nervous. They're stocking up on food. They're afraid of an Israeli reprisal. At the same time, Israeli officials say that any reprisal will probably be restrained for a few reasons. First of all, as one official said, we've already kind of done everything we can against Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. What more can we do? Bomb some empty buildings? Another is that the U.S. Special Envoy General Anthony Zinni was just left the region and is coming back and is sort of in the midst of efforts to try to achieve an Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire. And the last reason, according to Israeli officials, is that they don't want to divert attention from Israel's capture last week of a weapons ship that Israel insists was destined for the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority says they had nothing to do with it.
This is a freighter with 50 tons of weapons. What's the latest on that?
Well, Israeli intelligence officials are in Washington, and they're going to meet with senior Bush administration officials today. Israel was upset because Israeli officials say that the Bush administration knows that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat was clearly behind this, and that the Americans did not make any kind of statements at first because of political reasons. Yesterday, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said that it was a serious matter, and he asked the Palestinians for a full explanation. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the Israeli action is legitimate, and Israel is pushing its claim that the arms came from Iran and that it means a sort of new access of cooperation between Israel and Iran. Israeli newspapers today quote unnamed American officials who concur with Israel that the United States does agree that the Palestinian Authority is behind this weapons shipment, but that the United States doesn't want to undermine General Zinni's efforts to achieve a ceasefire. He's supposed to come back in about 2 weeks to try to get a ceasefire in place. Also, that the United States doesn't want to give the extremists in Israel any excuse to press for a really sort of major, large-scale attack against the Palestinian Authority.
Now, why is Israel's Foreign Minister Shimon Peres currently on a tour of South Asia?
Foreign Minister Shimon Peres is on this trip. He's spending most of the time in India, and Israeli news reports say that Israel wants to sell India both the Falcon spy plane, which Israel had sold to China and then was forced to cancel after American protests because it has some American systems on it, and the Arrow missile defense system. Israel also sees India as a very important ally in Southeast Asia.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.